Southwark News, Thursday, April 11th, 2013. Pregnant mum of two threatened with eviction. A pregnant mother of two faces eviction from a council-run hostel for technical reasons after she was accused of making herself homeless. Desperate Robin Allen, 24, and her kids will have nowhere to go after Thursday next week when Southwark plans to kick her out. Robin broke down in tears as she explained the impact on her family. "Ever since I got this letter, I've cried myself to sleep every night," she said. "My kids don't want for nothing, but this is going to just mess them up as well as me." After a violent burglary 2 years ago, Robin fled her privately rented flat because police told her it was unsafe to stay, she said. Her only refuge was her parents' three-bed flat in Bermondsey, but this left seven people living in their home, with kids lying on blow-up beds and Robin living on a couch. Despite bidding for 2 years to get a council flat on Southwark's Band 3, she got nowhere. "I went to the council and said, 'I just can't be doing with this no more,'" said Robin. "They said they would do a homeless application for me." 9 weeks later, they classified her as homeless and moved her and the children into the hostel off the Old Kent Road in January. Now Southwark have U-turned, threatened to turf her out, and claimed that her homelessness was actually her own fault for leaving the first flat. They have told Robin they would need police verification of their advice to leave it. However, Robin has lost the letter she originally received from the police. Councillor Ian Wingfield, the council's deputy leader and cabinet member for housing, said, "Miss Allen is technically classed as having made herself intentionally homeless, as she hasn't been able to provide evidence as to why she had to leave her former flat. Unfortunately, on occasion, fraudulent claims have been made in the past in this way, hence the need for police verification." Councillor Wingfield said the council would not allow her to be cast out onto the streets and would do everything they could to help her find a suitable home. In a statement, he said, "It is unfortunate, but due to technical reasons beyond our control, she is not able to stay in the hostel. We have written to her, offering her help to find housing in the private sector. She can also ask the council to review its decision." She added, "I'm sorry that our communications with Miss Allen to date have not made it sufficiently clear that we are offering to help her, and I would urge her to contact our housing team as soon as possible to discuss her housing options." Robin has called her housing officer to ask for help, but it had not been forthcoming, she said.